Today we begin in Hosea chapter 8, verse 1. And let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Hosea chapter 8, verse 1, God says, "Put the trumpet to your lips." In other words, he's telling Israel to sound the alarm. Something bad's about to happen. Better sound the air raid siren, is what he is saying. Civil defense. "Put the trumpet to your lips. An eagle is over the house of the Lord, because the people have broken my covenant and rebelled against my law." An eagle attacks its prey with speed and with power. And that is how Israel's enemy, Assyria, will attack them because of their sin. Verse 2, "Israel cries out to me, O our God, we acknowledge you." They acknowledge God, all right, but only in their head. They knew the facts about God, but their devotion was not pure. Their devotion was corrupted by their desires, for idols, and immorality, and other sin. Verse 3, "But Israel has rejected what is good. An enemy will pursue him." And the good that Israel rejected was God and his holy law. So they cry out to God all day and all night. "Oh God, we acknowledge you." "Oh yeah, sure." But you don't acknowledge his holiness, and you don't care about it, and you don't care about him. 4, "They set up kings without my consent. They choose princes without my approval. With their silver and gold, they make idols for themselves to their own destruction." And so they didn't include God in any area of their life. They did not consult him, nor did they desire to live for him. Verse 5. God says, "Throw out your calf idol, O Samaria. My anger burns against them. How long will they be incapable of purity?" God says, "How long will it be before you are pure, Israel?" Verse 6. "They are from Israel. This calf, a craftsman, has made it. It is not God. It will be broken in pieces, that calf of Samaria." Samaria, by the way, is another name for the northern kingdom. But just think of how stupid it is to worship a golden calf that your own hands have made. I mean, if that golden calf was made by man, which would then owe its existence to man, and therefore has to be lower than man, how could it be a god who is more powerful than man? The whole thing is just screwy. It doesn't make any sense. 7, "They sow the wind, they reap the whirlwind. The stalk has no head, it will produce no flower. Were it to yield grain, foreigners would swallow it up." And so they planted the wind, and they will harvest a tornado. In other words, they committed their sin, and they will receive a big punishment as a result of that sin. Verse 8, "Israel is swallowed up. Now she is among the nations, like a worthless thing." And that's not the way it was supposed to be in the beginning. Israel was chosen by God to be his special people. However, they decided that they wanted to be like the rest of the world. They wanted the morals of the rest of the world. They wanted to be like everybody else. And as a result, they lost their special identity with God, and they became useless to him. They were supposed to be a spiritual beacon to the truth of God among the heathens. But they lost that. Verse 9, "For they have gone up to Assyria like a wild donkey wandering alone. Ephraim has sold herself to lovers." And so the Israelites paid Assyria to protect them like a man pays a prostitute. They should have stuck to God because he would have protected them for free. 10, "Although they have sold themselves among the nations, I will now gather them together. They will begin to waste away under the oppression of the mighty king." They paid Assyria to protect them, but no one can protect them from the wrath of God. In fact, God caused Assyria to attack Israel. So isn't that ironic? Instead of turning to God for protection, Israel turns to Assyria, and then God uses Assyria to punish the Israelites. Verse 11. Though Ephraim built many altars for sin offerings, these have become altars for sinning. Israel remained very religious. Oh, they didn't worship God, but they were very religious. The problem is, the altars they built were for the worship of Baal, the false god. 12. I wrote for them the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something alien. God gave them instructions for living, but they disregarded them like they were useless. Had no regard for the law of God at all. Verse 13. They offer sacrifices given to me, and they eat the meat, but the Lord is not pleased with them. Now he will remember their wickedness and punish their sins. They will return to Egypt. And so Israel went through the proper rituals. They offered animals, and they ate the meat according to the law of God. But to God, it was a butcher shop and a barbecue, and that's all. There was no holiness involved. There was no worship involved. And that's because Israel's heart really wasn't in their offering. They were just going through the ritualistic motions. And I've said it before, but that's one of the lessons of this book. Ritual is never a replacement for relationship. 14. Israel has forgotten his maker and built palaces. Judah has fortified many towns, but I will send fire upon their cities that will consume their fortresses. Israel's trust was in their own ability to accomplish things, not in God. And that was the cause of all of her troubles. And we'll pick it up in chapter 9 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.